Hey, just want to say a huge thank you for listening to the podcast. It's over 1,200 plays now, which is really, really encouraging. Next Monday, which is the 16th of April, I'm actually going on radio and hosting a breakfast show on salt1065.com with Joe Burris, which will be really, really fun. So if you're in Queensland, then it's 6 till 9 a.m. on Monday morning. If you are living elsewhere, then you can find that and listen on salt1065.com, and that will be at Monday morning 6 a.m., but it'll be UTC time plus 10 hours, which would be really cool. And so today, just wanted to been thinking about how we actually carry a lot of our choices and decisions as badges. Do you remember the old scout days or the brownies or girl guides? Depends on where you live. And how they, you know, you'd do something, you'd get a little badge. Or you'd want the badge, so you'd do something. You'd build a fire, you'd, you know, learn a knife skill or tie a knot and all that kind of stuff, which was great. I did one that was, it was King's Commandos. Same thing, wearing, you know, these amazingly eclectic uniforms and things like that. It was really great and built a lot of good skills in young people's lives. But everything you did as a, and you got a badge. And you know what's funny is we think that is archaic, or it's not translated, or we don't do that today, but we actually still do. And how our choices and our decisions are badges. And you see that especially on people's social media accounts too, that the choice to whatever that is, they now carry as a badge in the form of a photo, make sure everyone knows that they're either going to the gym, make sure that they're eating at the cool places, or make sure that they're friends with these cool people. And or, you know, on the other side of things, you can see people's poor choices, their poor decisions, actually as badges sometimes in on their lifestyle. You know what I mean? The way their limp was a decision. It was a choice that something went wrong, or who knows? You know, other types of decisions with their body, or tattoos, things like that. You know what I mean? So we still carry badges around, and yet sometimes they're more overt and explicit. Sometimes they are a little bit more subtle, or we think that our choices are invisible to other people. And I was chatting with a friend of mine the other day, and he was absolutely oblivious to the choices and the decisions that he had made. He thought he was keeping them on the down low really well, and that no one could tell. But everyone around you can see honestly what's going on in your life. And that's why it's so important to be honest, to walk with integrity. And not that that means anything, nothing ever goes wrong, or that you never struggle with things, or that you never fall in a hole, or you never fail. But simply just carrying a humility about that, and an acknowledgement factor as well about the humanity of that you are and that you walk through, and also the acknowledgement of when you need help, or if you're up or you're down, not negating the need and to be conscious and walk into a situation and bringing your life and positivity and a blessing, whatever you walk into. But at the same time, holding that as an understanding that you can make whatever decision you want to, or make whatever choice you want to, but you're not, you can't choose all the consequences from those choices. And so today, rather than us just trying to look better or have better badges, I think if we actually make better choices, better decisions, that will result in some of those great things. As the badges will come, you know, if you're living a great life, if you're a Boy Scout and you're doing the great stuff, you're going to the camps, you're tying the knots, the badges will come. But there's something better about approaching life that way versus just trying to get badges. So trying to do the least as possible to get only knowing one knot to get the badge, rather than just knowing knots because you're interested, or lighting fires because you're actually camping, not living in the city and you'll never need to light a fire. So I think it's really important for us to live our life, make great choices, great decisions, and allow the badges in life, in inverted commas, just to come at the appropriate time, at the little badge ceremonies that come here and there, but to actually live a really robust, adventurous life, be great to people, be great to yourself, and go for it today. All right, chat soon. Hey, another thought that I just realized I forgot to mention. I read this quote by Edith Sitwell, which is fantastic. And it said, my personal hobbies are reading, listening to music, and silence. And I just thought that was really cool, that to have like silence as a hobby. You know what I mean? Sometimes we kind of say what our hobbies are because we think it'll impress people. Oh, I do this. Oh, I like to do that. But I actually thought that was a brilliant one, that to have silence as a hobby, especially in today's world. There's a lot of noise, a lot of white noise, a lot of busyness. And I think, man, that's actually a pretty cool practice to have silence as a hobby. Actually, I had to write a bit of a blurb about myself recently, and I said I was I used to be a surfer, but I really not anymore. And I said I probably only surf about 6 times a year, or maybe I think I said I surf maybe only a dozen times a year. Then I was like, oh, actually no, probably only half a dozen, or maybe 3 to 6 times, you know. And just being a bit more honest about the hobbies that we're involved in. But that's one that I'm going to really work on, is actually the silence as a hobby, which I just think was a really cool thought. Hey, so remember to go to salt1065.com, and I'd love your support with the radio program. Cheer me on. I think they might even have like a voting thing. So please vote if you think I am radio worthy. And that would be really cool. Also, they have an app, so you can just listen on the go if you're outside of radio waves or anything else like that. And that would be fantastic. I'd greatly appreciate that. Cheers, guys.